A reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, first of all, I hear that when you meet as a church, there are divisions among you, and to a degree, I believe it. There have to be factions among you in order that also those who are approved among you may become known. So when you meet in one place, then, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper, for in eating, each one goes ahead with their own supper, and one goes hungry, while another gets drunk. For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, took bread, and after he had given thanks, broke it, and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant of my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. And then the gospel. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus had finished all his words to the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave who was ill, about to die, and he was valuable to him. When he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and save the life of his slave. They approached Jesus and strongly urged him to come, saying, "He deserves to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation and he built a synagogue for us." And Jesus went with them. But when he was only a short distance from the house, the centurion sent friends to tell him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Therefore I did not consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and let my servant be healed. For I too am a person subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come here,' and he comes. To my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning, said to the crowd following him, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." When the messengers returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. The Gospel of the Lord. A spiritual guide once told me long ago, "Joan, your best prayer will always be, 'I beg to let go.'" I have often returned to this prayer, especially when I feel a need to control anything or to control anyone. The great spiritual writer Eckhart Tolle tells us that whenever we are in control mode, passing judgment on someone, taking offense and becoming indignant, feeling a need to correct someone, asserting our opinion as superior to others, becoming annoyed or critical, we are not living out of our true self, but out of our ego-driven false self. I find I often have to check myself in this regard. It is my letting go. I am quite sure it is the main way I can ward against my own narcissism and enter into the world of another. This is what I think Paul means when he urges us to wait for one another. There obviously was some ego problem in the Corinthian community because Paul tries to appeal to their real selves. Perhaps there was a growing distinction between the haves and have-nots. Perhaps some in their arrogance were bringing luscious food that was only being shared among their little clique, while others ate sparse, simple food or nothing at all. How could they then celebrate the Eucharist worthily with these factions going on. When we come to Eucharist, we learn how to wait for one another in patience, kindness, and compassion. In the Gospel, we have the story of the extraordinary Roman centurion who had such a love for one of his slaves that he wished him to be cured. He was truly showing a sense of waiting for his slave, something that no master in authority would ever do. Slaves were only good for hard labor, and if they got sick or old, they were commonly disposed of. And so we have him not only sending for Jesus to cure this slave, but he also makes an amazing proclamation of faith. It is the same proclamation you and I make just before receiving communion. Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only say the word and my spirit will be healed. We can think about the kind of healing we need today. Healing of all of our narcissism so that we can live out of our true selves and patiently wait for one another in patience and compassion. Lord, I beg to let go. Help me to be in waiting mode for all my brothers and sisters.